I'm so thankful for the privilege of the experience of being a part of the 2014 Farm Bill. During that Farm Bill, I chaired the Conservation Forestry Watersheds and Soils Subcommittee. 2018, I was vice chair of the committee, the full committee, and actually was the chair of the Nutrition Subcommittee. So 2023, the end of September, this current Farm Bill expires. And you know, there only are three options. We let it expire, and that's not really an option, right? If that would happen, we would revert to Dust Bowl era legislative language. That would hurt every American family and every family that works so hard to provide this nation with food, fiber, building materials, and energy resources. So that's not an option. Number two is we could kick the can down the road. We do an extension. But that's a failure to do our job, because I think there's improvements to be made in, well, first of all, protecting crop insurance, but improving it, you know, learning from some of the disaster experiences we've had. There's questions about whether how well reference prices are going to work in a day when with inflation, you know, at least with most commodities, record high commodity prices, right? But with inflation, it's the margin you're left with at the end of the day. So there's improvements that we can make that we know today, and quite frankly, we'll get a better feel for going forward with hearings and listening sessions. And then the final option, which really in my mind is the only option, we get our job done. And we get it done before this one expires.